fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks in the second hour of the John Moore Show on Sunday, the 23rd day of September 2007. Welcome back. We've been talking about a lot of things, preparedness-related things mostly, and the skills that a person should consider acquiring, the tools a person should consider acquiring. This is a live call-in show, and we will entertain your questions and comments at 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. One of the things that I like to do that helps keep me organized is get three-ring binders and page protectors to keep the various manuals and instructions and booklets in. And then divide them up, say, when it comes to communications, for example, I have a binder just for communications equipment. Certain vehicles I've got around here, I have a binder for each vehicle to keep the pages of information in that binder that I find relevant. A file folder would work in a similar manner. I've done that in the past. I like the three-ring binders or they're handy to pick up and carry around and to keep everything neat and organized with these plastic page protectors. That's what works for me. As you get deeper into preparedness and acquiring more equipment, it can really become burdensome to keep everything straight and well organized. File folders and file cabinets are certainly another way to go. I've done that and made use of that a lot over the years as well. But whatever works for you, it's essential that you have the factory owner's manuals, the factory repair manuals, if you can get them, operating manuals, whether it's for a generator or for a scanner, whatever it might be. First break coming up, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It's Sunday, the 23rd day of September, 2007. Got an email here from Richard in Arizona. I assume you're still listening there, Richard. About a 72-hour bug-out bag. We'll talk about that a little bit. Talk about what I carry. First of all, starting at the feet, sturdy walking shoes. Frequently when I'm out and about, I'm wearing dress shoes that really aren't suitable for long-distance walking. Sturdy walking shoes, our combat boots, and merino wool socks. I've become a big fan of merino wool socks. I don't sell wool socks, but merino wool is very special. Merino wool, keep your feet warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And they have longer fibers than standard, less expensive wool, so they're not itchy. It's truly an amazing fabric, merino wool socks and sturdy walking shoes. You don't need water. It's not practical to keep much more than a gallon in the car, maybe 5 quarts, 6 quarts at the most. I carry a 5-quart blue canteen empty, a couple of 1-quart GI issue canteens empty with the lid off. If you store canteens with the lid screwed down, you're going to have a stinking smelly mess. You have to store canteens with the lid off. That way you don't end up with a stinky mess, which a canteen will be if it's put in storage with a lid on, especially if there's any water left in it. Food for a three-day for a bug-out bag. Two MRE entrees per day will keep you going. You're not going to be gaining any weight. But two MRE entrees per day, that would be six entrees, would be enough to last you for 3 days. Keep you moving. And in a crisis, you're not going to be wanting to eat a lot of food. You're going to want to eat quick and move on down the road. I'm used to and very comfortable with using military field gear. That's what I was trained with. That's what I used for so many years. So I still use it. If you're comfortable using civilian gear in that regard, make sure it's durable enough, because frequently, even fairly expensive civilian camping gear and backpacking equipment is made pretty lightweight and also made with bright colors. Military gear is made to stand up to hard use and doesn't have bright colors. I carry a canteen cup and a little canteen stove. I can heat up my MREs if I've got time and want to do so, or heat up water for a cup of coffee, MRE coffee, instant coffee. I don't care for instant coffee, but I'll drink instant coffee if I'm out in the bush. That's all I got. My bug-out kit includes two ponchos, one poncho liner, first aid kit that I modify for my personal needs, what I think I might need, personal hygiene kit. You don't want to become a casualty because of poor hygiene. You need the ability to wash yourself, clean your teeth, and even shave. Carry a good quality combat knife. I like the K-Bar. I also sometimes carry an Air Force survival knife. It's a tough little knife, very tough little knife. You don't need a $200 custom combat knife. The Marine Corps issue K-Bar field knife has proven itself over decades of use. Leather work gloves. Dark in color. At least two compasses. Minimum two compasses. One I have tied to my clothing, my jacket, shirt, through a buttonhole. The other is tied to my web gear. And I do that with a lot of equipment. I'll tie it with a 3 or 4 feet of braided nylon twine. Not parachute cord, doesn't need to be that heavy. Heavy braided nylon twine like fishermen use. Not twisted, but braided. It'll stay together better. If you're out in the bush at night moving around, you're not going to be using no flashlight. That'll get you killed. You drop your knife in leaves, that can be a lot of fun trying to find that. You drop your canteen, you drop your compass, a lot of lost time. You may not have the time to look for an essential piece of equipment because you simply won't. If you got your equipment tied to you and you drop it, it's not lost. An old Ranger trick. Goes back a long ways back. A hat with a brim to help keep the sun out of your eyes. It's cold weather. You want ear flaps. The main difference between my winter bug-out kit and then the rest of the year is having a good heavy jacket with a hood on to keep warm, bundling up with poncho and a poncho liner is not a very warm way to sleep. If, however, you have the time, you can make a little pit and get some dry leaves, pine needles, that kind of thing. You can get out of the wind. You're not going to do too bad. armed. I always have firearms with me, pistols and a carbine. You don't need hundreds of rounds of ammo. In fact, you want to avoid human contact in a bug-out situation. Move at night, quietly, avoid human habitation. That's just trouble. You're not looking for a fight. You're looking to avoid a fight. That's a bug-out scenario. Most people, most of the time, that want to cause harm, they will avoid armed people. They want easy targets, soft targets, unarmed targets. If they know you're armed, they will leave you alone most of the time. And that's the high points. Food, shelter, and clothing in a bug-out bag. Medical equipment in a bug-out bag. Life's little essentials that it takes time and practice to learn what works for you and what doesn't work for you. The things I carry would not necessarily be the things that you would carry. I got an inquiry from a friend the other day. He wants to find out about a supplier for potassium iodate. I carry some of that with me. You know, getting a slight exposure to nuclear material and dying of cancer years in the future from that is something I don't particularly want to be part of. And I certainly don't want my grandchildren to be part of. And potassium iodate can be a helpful remedy to either prevent that from happening or slow it down, one or the other. If you're traveling in an unfamiliar area, you need maps. I already mentioned compasses. You need maps, preferably topographical maps. Highway maps are not much use. They're better than nothing, moving cross country, but highway maps are not much use. So topographical maps of the area that you plan to be moving through in your bug out and the immediate adjoining areas, in case you do have to stray off course a bit, are absolutely essential. Ziploc bags. The 1 gallon size Ziploc bags are big enough that you can have your topographical map folded to that size and visible through the Ziploc bag so that no harm can come to it from moisture, rain, whatever it might be. The Ziploc bags are really handy for a lot of things. I mentioned the merino wool socks a moment ago. Clean, dry socks will really improve your whole attitude. If you're cold and miserable and tired and hungry, you wake up after not getting a whole lot of sleep, and you might be sleeping all day trying to wake up and get going at night, a pair of clean, dry socks will really improve your whole attitude. And Ziploc bags is a way to have that item on hand. So I buy several boxes of 1 gallon size and quart size Ziploc bags a year just for purposes of storing things for preparedness. Really handy. Some people I know, they like these vacuum packed items. Well, that's all well and good for long-term storage. However, when you're out in the bush and you might need to be putting stuff in a bag and taking stuff out, your vacuum-packed bag is only good for one use. You slice it open, and then it's no longer vacuum-packed, and you can't close it very well again. The Ziploc bags are made for multiple uses, and you can squeeze the air out, not as well as with a vacuum machine, but you can do a pretty good job if you're diligent about it. Be sure you have bug repellent. Be sure you have sunscreen protectant and stuff for your lips. Keep your lips from being chapped. Most of us urban dwellers, I include myself, I'm a city boy transplanted to the country. We typically go out for a few hours at a time, maybe. Call us 800-313-9443. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 23rd of September, 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. Talking about various aspects of preparedness. I was talking about how handy these Ziploc bags are a moment ago. And it always comes back to doing this stuff, practicing, incorporating these new skills and equipment into your daily life. That's always what it comes down to, in my opinion. And I think it's something that people need to look at more carefully to start acquiring these skills, to be able to do these things for themselves and their loved ones, and be ready to meet any crisis that may come up. I think that's an essential thing, an important thing to do. And right before the break, I was talking, at least one of these breaks, I was talking about the 10 bags of books I got at my local library for $1 a bag. The quest for knowledge, the quest for information, educating yourself, is a lifelong pursuit. I will continue to thirst for knowledge and educate myself as long as I'm able. There's always new things to learn. Always new things to learn. A well-stocked library, in my opinion, is one of the essential parts of anybody interested in long-term survival. Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. And it could become the basis for a community library in the event of a long-term crisis. The books I picked up recently, many of them had to do with horticulture and topics of that nature that will be essential. Most people now grow food because they want the best, tastiest food that they can get their hands on, and nothing beats a homegrown tomato. Some future time, however, it may not be a hobby, or may not be because people think it's just something they want to do. It will be a mandatory. Growing your own food will not be optional. It will be something you'll have to do. And books that tell you how to do it will be an essential thing. How to identify the various pests that might be bothering your garden, how to deal with them through natural means, because you won't be able to run down to the store and pick up the pesticide. So that's part of it also, acquiring a survival library, if you will, on all the topics, including entertainment, that you might want to get into. Anyway, I was just looking at one of the sponsors here, Northern Voice Books. Looks like they've got quite a selection of books here, and I really haven't had very much chance to review these. And we've got Duncan Long. He's been around forever. Wood Cook Stove Cookbook. A couple of books on bioterrorism. Mike Brown's books. book on camouflage. Interesting books. And of course I've got similar books to these. Cold Weather Survival. This is a military manual, I believe. Here we've got a book, Citizen's Guide to Surviving Nuclear, Biological, Chemical Terrorist Attack. I'm not going to go any further into that, but Republic goes to some effort to recruit sponsors that are targeted to the demographics, and this is certainly one of those cases where you've got a chance to buy books that you're not going to find at Walmart. I guarantee you that. A place like Borders or some place might be able to order these books for you, but supporting our sponsors helps support Republic Broadcasting, so that's kind of a win-win situation there, and I urge people to do that. Talking about sponsors and preparedness brings us back to Freeze-Dry Guy. The Freeze-Dry Guy is real serious about his business. He's got a warehouse that 18-wheeler semi-tractor trailer trucks can back up to and load and offload product. Frequently, when the federal government needs food, they come to Freeze-Dry Guy for their needs. The federal government of the United States can buy food from anybody they want, and they're going to get the best prices. And they come to Freeze-Dry Guy for two reasons. They get the best quality food, and they get the best prices. You can do the same thing. You can access the same warehouse that the federal government accesses. That's the Freeze-Dry Guy's warehouse. And look at his website, freezedryguy.com, or give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you and help you customize your food storage program based on the number of people, the age and sex, and any special dietary needs. He'll work with you on that. And his telephone number, Monday through Friday during normal business hours on the Pacific Coast, is 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333. Give him a call. You'll be glad you did. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 23rd of September, 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. During the break, I was going through this list of books for sale at Northern Voice. I'm impressed. I have to admit, I'm impressed. They've got a number of titles I'm very familiar with and have in my private library, and some others that, quite frankly, I'm interested in getting myself. So it's something I would urge all of you to check out yourself and see what's there. I'm a big book nut. What can I say? I love books. It's just part of who I am. I don't know how many volumes are in my personal library, several hundred. The library I'm working with a group of people in building, we've got probably a couple of thousand books at this point. We really don't have any kind of inventory. But books are wonderful. Books are my friend. And if you're not a reader, not a book consumer, and you want to be as prepared as you can, you need to become a book consumer and a book reader and a book lover. In my opinion, you should. You'll be far, far better off and way ahead of the game if you do. All right. kind of touched on this earlier in the show. I want to come back to it, and that's the topic of tents. I've been looking at eBay recently for military tents, and eBay, in case you don't know, is the world's largest marketplace. There may be, a dozen or so military tents, other than pup tents. The pup tents aren't much, and on a rainy night, if it's all you got, you'd be glad you had it. And military-grade tents will be long-term shelter if you need it. And if you take care of it properly, they'll last years. Something's not coming up on my screen here, so I can't see. Oh, okay. It's back. Steve in Texas. Are you there, sir?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I had a quick question. On your 72-hour pack, I had a question about the poncho. I've noticed that some of the military ponchos around the threading, around where the hood is, it's kind of like flaking and stuff, and water will leak in there. Is there any way to reseal that?
I would. Here's who I would talk to. I don't have a product off the top of my head. Actually, I do. I've had some success with this product, and a lot of hardware stores are now carrying it. Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla Glue. It's a fairly new product. It's only been out for a year or two. I just repaired a pair of boots. Had a heel came loose, and I followed the directions, and I've been all over the ranch here doing manual labor, and the heel is holding up real well. Funny you should ask that question. I got this right within reach here. Let me reach over and grab this bottle. Okay, I got the bottle of Gorilla Glue in my hand, and let's see what it says here. Okay. I'm looking for what we can use this on. And okay, 100% waterproof. It says stone, metal, ceramics, and more. Okay, maybe Gorilla Glue may not be what we want because it doesn't look like it would be very flexible.
Okay.
What we always used to use was a type of rubber cement. I think if you go to a place like Tandy or a commercial leather supply store, you'll find adhesives that are suitable for nylon and fabric and leather.
Right. I know which ones you're talking about. There's some craft stores that sell it, yeah.
Right. And craft stores. A good craft store would be a place to go. And you may want to just buy a new poncho and put the one that's having some problems, put it back and keep it for backup use or for a refugee or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good idea. And on when you were talking about a firearm, when you're talking about this bug out gear, would the you were talking about a carbine? Would an M1A1 be too heavy?
It depends on you and how big and tough you are.
Mm-hmm.
you know, a full size 30 caliber rifle, if you carry it 10-12 hours a day, it gets to be pretty darn heavy. You'll either get tired of carrying it, or you're going to build up your muscles real quick. And, of course, you should be equipped with a sling so you can alternate shoulders to carry it over.
Right.
It's a full-size 30 caliber rifle, and, of course, it's my favorite rifle. All my regular listeners know that. I don't keep it with my bug-out stuff in my vehicle. It's just too big and too heavy and too valuable to have in a car in case something would happen to it, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
I keep something a little more compact, a little less expensive with my bug-out stuff. A 22 long rifle bolt action would be quite suitable for bug out purposes. Anything that shoots will discourage people that want to hurt you. Anything that shoots.
Mm-hmm. And have you heard of the new P416, the piston operated system for the new AR-15s?
I have, and Eugene Stoner was a brilliant firearms designer. He recognized the defects in that design pretty quickly and designed a whole new rifle, the AR-18, because of it. However, the AR-15 M16 for the past nearly 40 years has become the standard of the U.S. military, unfortunately, with all its defects. This piston-operated system may finally resolve many of these problems. Unfortunately, the U.S. military has not adopted it.
Uh-huh.
And quite frankly, I would just be tickled to see the U.S. military get away from that system, that 40-year-old system with all its design defects. It may not be a bad way to go. If you like the AR system, piston-operated system might be just the way to go. There's some interesting uppers with a 6.8 caliber.
Yes.
And a 45 caliber that you can change out pretty quickly and have some upgrades there in terms of stopping fire. That's one of the main defects with the whole system is the caliber itself. It simply doesn't have, it's not a man stopper.
Mm-hmm. And what about a hatchet in your 72-hour pack?
I generally don't keep one in my 72-hour pack. It's going to be sticking around any place long enough to need it. I can usually find deadfall to bust up and make a little fire, especially if it's dry. If you burn wet stuff, and wet stuff will burn, you're going to have a lot of smoke.
Right.
So if all you got is wet material, I don't build a fire. I don't want to attract attention that way. I usually will have a few of these hexane tablets to heat it, so forth. They burn with no smoke. All you need is one match, and you're off. So I don't need a hatchet. The K-bar knife will cut a 1-inch tree with one or two whacks.
Right.
And in a bug out situation, that's all you're going to be cutting is saplings and little limbs and things like that anyway. And the K-bar serves that purpose quite nicely.
I see. And the stove you're talking about, that was just the military-grade stove that you can get at the...
Yeah, all it is a little piece of sheet metal that holds up the canteen cup is all it is.
Oh, I see.
And it fits inside the canteen cup, or around the canteen, I should say. And it may weigh 1 or 2 ounces, a little piece of sheet metal. And then you can put a hexamine tablet underneath and make a cup of coffee or some hot soup or heat up your MREs.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, Steve.
All right, bye.
And we've got John from Florida. John, are you there, sir?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. You're talking about all this, those little magnesium lighters, you know, where you scrape the magnesium off and you have the flint on it.
Those are nice. Yeah, I keep one of those handy. Yep.
Go ahead.
I say there's lots of little things. It's hard to remember when you're going through a list in your head, but you know, I keep those in one of those in my kit.
Also, you're talking about a K-bar, but a knife that would have a wire cutter, I know I've mentioned this before, would be a good thing to have if you had to go through a fence. I've sent a check to the freeze-dry guy Friday for my third case of freeze-dry food, and RBN's running a special right now on the Big Berkey, or the Berkey Light, I should say.
Yeah, keep in mind, this is something that a lot of people selling this stuff, they've never lived out in the bush. I advocate the Big Berkey or some similar filter for your base camp. In addition, while you're in a bug-out situation or moving through the bush, you need a small portable filter for those purposes. So you really need both. You're not going to carry the Big Berkey when you're going through the bush. It's simply not going to happen. So
I noticed a freeze-dry guy sells and I'm not on his website right now, but he sells a portable filter. I don't have the information with me right now, but it'll do like 200 gallons.
Right.
That's on the freeze-dry guy's website.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of thing you need when you're going through the bush. And freeze-dry guy and I have a common military experience, so he, as the old saying goes, he's been there and done that. And a lot of people selling this stuff, John, they haven't. You know, they may be articulate, they may be bright and smart and successful in their chosen career, but if you haven't lived with this stuff out in the bush, you really don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Anyway, I listened to the whole show. I thought I was going to be the first caller when I called.
Well, you were close to it. Yeah. You were close to it. Thank you for your call, John.
Okay,
we appreciate
you.
It. Bye. All right. That's where experience comes in, ladies and gentlemen. I'm no armchair commando. I've many, many nights out in the bush using this equipment, working with this equipment, repairing this equipment, finding out what works, what doesn't work. There's no substitute for this experience. There simply isn't. Granted, going through a catalog and finding equipment and ordering it is fun, and or going to the military surplus store or sporting goods store, whatever it might be, and making these purchases, but unless you've already used similar equipment, you don't really know how suitable it's going to be. The little item that John mentioned, the magnesium fire starter, that's a great little piece of equipment. Those magnesium flakes come off there. I forget how hot they burn. I think it's over 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Incredibly hot. And they will start, even stuff that's not terribly dry, they will start on fire. So that's all good. There's lots of little nuances to this. One of the most common mistakes I see civilians make when they're working on their first bug out kit, they pack way too much stuff. They pack what I would, and most veterans would consider, comfort items that have no place whatsoever in a bug out situation. Here's some things you want to avoid. Any kind of toiletry that's got a fragrance. Any kind of toiletry that's got a fragrance. Now, there are deodorants that are fragrant neutral. That's what you need there. Anything else, various hairsprays, colognes, things of that nature, all you're going to do is attract bugs. And if you are in a situation where you're attempting to hide because human beings are trying to find you and cause harm to you, a cologne or an aftershave or something like that, or a scented hairspray, a scented cologne, is going to be a giveaway and give away your position. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. You know, we need to cut back on these non-essentials, these comfort items, and these bug-out bags. Now, once you put it together, if you're a civilian, you've never done this before, you're probably going to put some stuff in there you don't need, even after hearing me talk about this. Well, you need to get out, put everything on your back, and walk with it all day. Not just on a flat surface, but up and down some hills and through the bush and see what it feels like. And most of these backpacks, I like the military issue Alice backpack. I've been using it so long, I'm quite comfortable with it. Most of these backpacks have various adjustments to have the load ride higher or have the load ride lower or closer to your back, farther away from your back. Well, you need to adjust your equipment to fit you and fit your torso and fit your body so that you get the most comfortable carrying position possible. And generally, you want that weight to ride on your hips. These modern backpacks, they have a heavily padded strap that ideally should be right on top of your hips to have that weight there and transfer that weight directly down through your hips and through your leg bones down to your feet and not have that weight on your back. All your back should be doing and all those straps should be doing for your ruck is balancing the load, not carrying the load, not supporting the load, but just balancing the load. And you're going to be walking, leaning forward, not vertical. The heavier the load, the more you're going to be walking vertical. Walking, leaning forward. To have that weight transferred down to your hips. And not pulling back on your shoulders and pulling down on your shoulders. healthy young man can carry a 100-pound backpack all day, every day for a number of days. I could probably still do that. I would definitely not want to put myself in that position of having to do that. A 40 or 50-pound backpack is enough to keep going for a number of days, assuming you're just carrying essentials. Now, when I mentioned my bug-out stuff, I didn't mention a sleeping bag and I didn't mention a tent. I don't go into the bush with a tent. I simply don't do it, even in wintertime. I will take a compact sleeping bag in wintertime. You're going to sleep, and it's going to be 10 degrees out there, and even down here in the Ozarks, we still get a little bit of winter. A sleeping bag will keep you alive. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 23rd of September, 2007, and we've got Gary from Tennessee. Gary, you there, sir? Hello, Gary. Go ahead, Gary. I guess Gary must be taking a break. Well, Gary, if you get back to the phone, let our engineer know. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about preparedness. We're talking about preparedness-related items here. And this is a live call-in show. We've got time for one or two calls before the show is over at 1-800-313-9443. And I was just looking over the Gorilla Glue website, and we got Gary. Gary, are you there, sir?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the click and the buzz and all the normal stuff that normally goes on when I get picked up. But,
go ahead. What's on your mind?
I want to talk a little bit about ballistics. Depending on the rifle caliber, you can select a bullet that has what they call the highest coefficient of ballistics, which means it goes through the air faster and smoother with less drop. That's the bottom line.
Right.
And quite interestingly, if you look at 308 Winchester, and I'm trying to wear two pairs of glasses here, so bear with me.
Okay.
The 150-grain boat tail, which is a standard military round, has a .423 ballistic coefficient, okay? Now I'm going to turn a page in my spear reloading manual. I'm going to go to the 165-grain boat tail. It goes up to 4.77. Now their match grade thing, which is a hollow point, not meant for use on game, is 4.80, but it's 168 grains. Now I'm going to turn the page and I'm going to go to the 180 grain boat tail. 0.54. Now, that is deceiving in that at 500 yards range and beyond, I guarantee you that the 165-grain bullet will have more energy than the 180-grain bullet, and it shoots a lot flatter.
Right.
So you've really got to study these ballistic tables to know what the hell you're doing out there if you're reloading or using a weapon.
Well, let me take your comment and go from there. Gary, thank you very much for your call. Gary's getting into some of the what we might call esoteric areas of ballistics, which is some of you are right in here with him and understand exactly what Gary's talking about. Others don't have a clue. Majority of our listeners are kind of falling somewhere in between. The 308 Winchester he mentions is the standard round for police snipers, for military snipers in this country. It's an excellent long-range round with excellent characteristics. Now, to get into the nuances that Gary's talking about, one needs experience and practice at understanding his weapon, understanding his shooting conditions, and what he's trying to accomplish. Otherwise, it won't amount to a hill of beans for you. And hopefully, you listeners out there will get to the point where you've practiced enough and done enough where you can be making use of this kind of information. We're out of time for this show, ladies.